This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hello, listeners. This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view. My name is Tayo Okunuga, and with me in the studio today, Mr. Ifeoma. How you doing?
I'm with you in the studio almost every day, guy.
I'm just like introducing.
Well, I did for you.
All right, good. We also have a special guest in the studio today, returning for his third appearance, Mr. Martins Olape Oluwafemi.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Yeah, the AKA the Alchemist.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing this with you guys.
Thank God, like, you answered us today, man. Like, finally.
In the run. I don't know why in the run. Why are you running?
Yeah, hot topics today. We'll be talking, could Liverpool be the greatest team in the Premier League? The Spanish Super Cup, the Dark Horse Lazio, transfers, and more. Let's take a break now.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, time for hot topics now. Let's start with Spurs Liverpool. Obviously, we all know that Liverpool won the game. That was so stupid. Are they the greatest Premier League team that you have seen? Obviously, like, you guys were not, I mean, some of us were born like 92, but we didn't watch football then. So, like, since you started watching football, is this the best team you've seen? If yeah, I want it
right now. No, I think I like the Centurion City. It's hard to say, but I think they play their title winning season so far, just in terms of the quality of football, and then just more exciting brand of football that they played. Mm. And they got a lot of points while doing it, and a lot of goals they scored. So, yeah.
But the way Liverpool are playing, they're probably going to get them.
Yeah, they're more pragmatic, because we're not seeing some of that. Like, recently, we've not been seeing, like, the goals and the free-flowing football that they are known for.
Okay.
It's just a bit of, you know, knowing when to take your chances and, like, edging in the game. Mm. Well, with City, you felt like when they came into town, four goals at least, minimum four goals for each person, you know. Equal opportunity striker Aguero was on display. They had Jesus, De Bruyne, so many people, Sané, Sterling, goals from everywhere. And it was exciting to watch them, and nobody could keep up with them
so
the entire time.
If Liverpool wins the league,
yeah,
and then they also break the points tally that you're talking about,
yeah,
would you rate them over the Man City team?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so you're waiting for them to do it?
Yes, they'll have to do that first, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, is there potential to do it?
At this rate, the rate they're on right now, I think they can. Defensively, they look really, I won't say solid, but things seem to be going their way. Because I feel like a lot of teams, especially the last six games, are going to be thinking, wow, how didn't we score one goal against them? So they've had a lot of luck when it comes to, you know, chances not falling for their opponent. So let's see how it goes.
Okay. Franja?
If we're talking about the same thing, personally, I don't think they are the greatest Premier League side ever, as far as the single season goes.
Okay.
It's not something a lot of Liverpool fans will want to hear. It's not something they want to hear me mention. But then, they've had lots of controversies around refereeing.
You're shameless. You're very shameless.
I know. You probably won't say Sir Alex Ferguson's United had that, but then for Liverpool in a single season, I don't think we've had so many debatable calls.
Wow.
Even with the technology we have now, as we've had in field, take nothing away from them. They're a great side, great football, great everywhere, great manager, great team chemistry. But then, as far as there's that dent around them, For me, I feel that's enough too.
So like,
and they have to look at the level of
competition. So if they win, they win the title and they break this point tally.
Statistically, but then we know statistics don't always tell the full story. Most times tells less than half.
But I mean, they're playing good football now. Like, they play well.
They didn't start the season with that breeze. Like, okay, they, last season they ended very well. Yeah, they did end the season very well last season. But then, start of the season, had many games where it was close. They really had to rely on maybe an error.
And I don't know, drink water, drop cup. I don't understand.
I'll give it to you guys. This is what it is.
Okay.
Like, if we have to ask, maybe apart from Ferguson's United, I don't think we've seen any other potential champion, because you guys are not there yet. I don't think we've seen any other potential champion, a champion in waiting who had as many benefits of the whistle as you guys have had so like far. That. And again,
but now I just have to ask you: all the calls that VAR gave, are they wrong?
It's not about even like the calls that VAR doesn't.
Those are the right calls.
It's a question.
E.g. the Robertson challenge. Exactly. VAR didn't even look at that.
Exactly. What's there to look at?
That's a bad challenge.
That's a yellow card at most.
But why didn't they look at it? What do you mean that was?
They don't need to look at those. VAR look at yellow cards?
It wasn't malicious to you.
No.
Oh wow! So that means the Ben Mee challenge on Gomez last season was normal. Now that means it was a good challenge too.
Ben Mee,
yeah,
was a good challenge.
Yeah, I mean yes, though it was a good challenge.
Wait, you want to compare the two? Wait, no, you want to compare the two?
I'm just saying. I mean, we have technology now.
Anyway, that's just my take.
Okay.
Yeah, great football inside, but then as long as that, and then you're looking at the level of competition in the league. So I think those are the things that.
Can we blame them? We can't blame them. Are they fixing the league?
Most people would say you're only as good as what you're against. That kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Will they be invisible?
No. That's my wild guess. No.
Okay.
It's hard. Do you know what it means? They have how many games left now? 18 or 19?
Yeah, you need 13 wins to win.
13 wins, you know. Like, yes, but then you feel like where the competency is going to come, maybe when they already have the title wrapped up, they'll just lose one game because they might start focusing on any cup competitions they're still in. Do you get? So it's a hard thing to do to keep that 38 games. How many minutes is that?
At one point, I don't even think Klopp cares too much about that.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares too much about that. Like, he definitely wants to win the
game. You don't get an extra trophy for being Miss World. They don't.
We did. We've got a golden trophy.
Yeah, golden trophy. But I mean,
sorry, Arsenal.
To what end?
Yeah, I mean, they have the record now. That is what he's known for. You understand?
Yeah, it's nice.
So, like, if clubs should do that as well, like,
you're talking of a team that did 97 points in a runner-up season, and they are most likely going to do more than that this season. That's big enough.
I think what's happening right now is that every manager at the beginning of the season, they don't ask them, become invincible or don't lose any games. You want you to win titles. So I think Klopp is not in any way bothered about that. And I'm not as well.
I like how everybody just calming down until it happens. let's talk about Jose and Tottenham quickly. Let me start with you, Frances.
I like that.
Jose still hasn't gotten a grip over this team.
What?
Like, why?
The writings are clear on the wall. Spurs are not Jose's kind of project.
Why did he take it then? What was he trying to prove?
Yeah, because
before he got the job, he was saying that there are some things he was going to learn.
Yeah.
He was going to change some things.
Now, honest question, allow me to ask you, has anybody seen any of the things in quotes he went to learn?
Yeah, he smiles on the touchline now, he shakes.
Still beating referees.
He beats referees.
I mean, if you can't take that out of Jose, you can't take anything.
What did he called? He called, I think,
he called the whole VAR team yesterday. You said VAR team, they went on a tea break. you can imagine that.
Challenge. He called one of Hassan Hotel's staff an idiot or something.
Of course, yeah, he did that. I remember that.
So he's still the Jose.
Well, he's still the Jose. So if it, back to your question, have we seen changes?
Yeah.
I'll say no. There was maybe 2-3 good games they had, but other than that, defensively they've not been anything like a traditional.
But that's his team. Like, why hasn't he instilled that yet?
Well, I won't want to use Twitter link and say he's finished. I won't want to say he's finished. But then...
Why? He's not finished now.
Did you hear what he said?
I said, I won't want to use that. But then, it's obvious.
Are you listening?
It's obvious. But like, even the mere thought, or like, people actually, like, for it to even, like, reason, like, I don't want to say that. Okay, I mean, you're thinking of it now.
I'll ask a question.
You want to use a synonym, Abi? You want to use that and say that it's finished. That's all.
I'll ask a question. Was it stuck 5 years
ago? That's what you want to say.
Yes, now it's finished. I understand.
Was it stuck 5 years ago? Was it stuck now?
Yeah.
Like, which was higher? Or which is higher, rather?
5 years ago.
So it's obvious that he's no longer the man he
used
was.
To be.
Exactly. That kind
but of I mean, thing. What you're good at, you should be, like, at least to instill that now. You get why? Is it now boiling down to the personnel that he has?
Well, we could say that. And we could say the league in general has adapted more to what he was offering at that time.
Okay.
There's more teams. The football is more progressive now. So it's not a situation where you are sitting back. Well, we know the story, but then we know the story, but then I'll say the league has adapted more, and he on his own part, he has adapted a bit, but then it's not been as much as he should. Okay. Summarily,
if you quickly can they finish in top 4, Tottenham? Yes or no? No need to explain nothing, just yes or no.
Why are you doing this?
My goodness.
No, why can't I explain?
Let's talk about
what Chelsea. I have an explanation. I'm sorry, call the question again. Let me just answer it for them.
I said quickly, like, can they finish in the top 4?
No.
Why?
Yes. So
quickly.
The injuries are too many and the defense is not settled. Yeah, that's
not,
it really.
Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And then the first shambles.
And the goals to cover a shambolic defense. You know the goals no day, so
I mean already starts.
Well, I think they can.
Okay.
Yeah, because most likely you're getting knocked out of the Champions League.
Okay, context. That's true.
But they're playing Leipzig.
Leipzig are no pushovers. They're currently top of the Bundesliga, I think. So, and well, more or less, they're out of the Carling Cup.
Timo Werner
Lofi Cup. They have another fixture. So good or bad for them, whether they go further in that competition or they get out of, well, let's just see how we
and
go.
And there's something I can say about Mourinho. He was going to enjoy, not necessarily enjoy, but he won't be too unhappy at the fact that he only has to pick like one team every week, because then he can have like pick his best 11 and then stick with that. You know, he likes that repetition, just being able to play his best team always.
Hopefully, you can get Harry Kane back. Let's talk about Chelsea now.
My Chelsea.
Yeah, your Chelsea. Okay. How do you see Frank Lampard as a coach?
Well, it's a two-part thing. One thing I like about him is he seems very willing to learn.
Okay.
But one thing I don't like, which I feel is even more detrimental than his ability to pick stuff up, is his sentiments. He could be very sentimental. Now, if I take you back to the Valencia game, that was start of the season, where you had the Barkley penalty incident and all that. That thing scares me, because had Barkley scored that penalty, Chelsea would have qualified top of the group and probably got a better draw.
Yeah,
if you do say so. So yeah, that he coming out at that time to say Barkley is the team's penalty taker and all that, for me, I felt it was unnecessary. Like, Barkley, no disrespect, had
we done
nothing.
On the pitch. We really
had
Barkley on the pitch.
had done nothing to deserve that kind of support. And this is not me disrespecting him, but then that is just what it was. So you had situations like that. You had the policy situation, although we've never really got to know what exactly happened with that. But then you see how he handles especially the English players, and you feel he's someone who's drawn to sentiments. And well, if he doesn't check that on time, it could really, really affect him in the long run. But so far, so good. He's done way better than I expected. I remember when we met earlier and I discussed about my projections. He's done way better than I expected. And well, let's see how he progresses with it.
Okay. Before this win over Burnley, Chelsea had lost their last two home games in the league. Mm-hmm. Why is the inconsistency at home, like, why is it regular?
Well, that is what you expect of a young team. A team with
too much pressure.
Too much pressure. And at some time, you can expect them to get carried away a bit. Because, before the run of losses, they had a period where they went, was it 6-7 games? Winning streak, so you can expect them at that time to maybe let their guards down. And to me, I think they did.
Yes.
Coupled with the whole pressure and all that, so it's not for me. It's a big issue, but then for me, it's not that big. I remember when the issue was Chelsea not winning big games and Chelsea conceding from set pieces. Somehow, to an extent, Lampard found a way to sort that out. So I feel it's something he can sort out. It's something Chelsea can sort out. It's not something. It's just what you expect of a young team at this stage.
Okay. Yeah. Quickly, do they need to get into the winter market?
Yeah, defense for a defender. They need to get a defender. Basically.
What type of defender? Like center half, left back. I know. Chelsea fans are clamoring for a left back still.
Center back.
Center half. Huh?
Center back.
Okay. Yeah. Ake is available. Hopefully they going for him.
Towards that side.
Yeah. Quickly. Other results. Palace won. Arsenal won. Aubameyang red card.
Aubameyang, why?
He will miss the next three leagues.
Aubameyang, why?
For Arsenal. So he's going to miss Chelsea as well. That's a very big loss for
that makes me scared. That makes me scared.
Why?
Yeah, because Chelsea. Well,
because
have,
you wouldn't know who to.
If you look at the Chelsea, we, team games we lost this season, we lost to Everton with a new man. We're a new manager. We lost to Bournemouth. We lost to West Ham.
He beat him already.
That's the point. But then at that time, you look at it, the odds were not in our favor. I mean, it was at Emirates.
We had just
lost to Southampton, yeah. So the odds were definitely not in our favor at that point in time. So we tend to permit my lingo, but then we tend to cock it up when the odds are.
Is that a jaw word?
Chicken. I'm not even chicken with that.
Okay, good. I like that. You helped me. Man United 4, Norwich 0. If you're in Norwich, relegation elect. I know last week you said they'll beat it, but
they're going down. I don't know. Me.
Why did they change?
I said that.
You said they'll survive. You said Palace get relegated.
Go and play it.
I'll play it again. I'll play tips for you.
They're not right. Swallowing goals.
Sheffield won West Ham 0. Franchise complete.
Oh, God.
Can Sheffield qualify for Europe?
You're talking of the Europa League now. Yeah. Because definitely not the Champions League.
No, yeah. Not Champions League.
Relax.
Well, yeah, I would say so because.
Well, if you last week said they'll qualify for Champions League.
Quality achievement from the Blades.
Let's be serious. They are not getting that far.
Okay. Well, I mean, they've overachieved so far.
Well, definitely. I mean, like they are locked in for a top 7, top 8 finish. Mm. And I think they need top 6 or 7 to qualify for the Europa League.
Yeah.
They should get that with the way they've been playing. With the kind of, basically, like you look at it, like they've been consistent in a lot of things throughout the season. Defending, their style of play is quite defined. So, yeah, they can qualify for the Europa League. But as far as the Champions League goes, that is no go for them. Like, I don't think, without any disrespect, I don't think anybody wants to see Sheffield in the Champions League.
quickly, before we go on the break. Leicester won Southampton too. Danny Ings. He has to get an Engan call up.
Instagram 10. Oh, well, you guys call him up now.
What did you just say?
That's his handle. Instagram.
Fine.
Now you want to be that now.
Okay. Leicester, they are going through a blip now. Could this be down to
yes? Indy? They don't have to play ball when he's not on the pitch. I mean, clearly he's their talisman. Cause I don't know what's going on with them.
Indeed, he's their talisman.
Yes, now.
Okay, let's go to the break.
Now.
Alright people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Yep, it's time for part two of Hot Topics. We're talking Serie A now. I want to start with Lazio. Could they win the Serie A? is that a bad question? Could Lazio win the Serie A?
It's a logical question, but then we know that.
I mean, there are four.
No, they call me for all this kind of foolish stuff.
No.
I beg you.
I knew you won't answer.
I came from my house.
I knew you answer.
I checked you under hot sun. You're asking me those kind of silly questions.
And even if you did.
Even if you did.
Are they track now? What's wrong with tracking?
It's your work, man.
It's exercise.
It's not your work.
I'm keeping fit.
Are they paying you?
No. Anyway, what do you mean Lazio is going to win? I mean, can they win? You just create questions.
Can they win?
Examiner.
Are they only 4 points? Only
what
four
does that have to do
with
4 points? This is Juve, man. Ronaldo
seven wins in a row.
But when they beat Juve.
And they beat Juve.
Okay.
Twice. Yes.
That doesn't mean anything.
And in those games.
That's in the cup.
In the cup and in the league. And they also beat what, Napoli? Or is it yesterday? 1-0.
Everybody beats Napoli right now. Those guys, they're just going through it. Mm. But I don't know. I don't think Lazio can win.
Why?
Just simply because Juve are still at the top. And it's just, you know how they are now.
Inter top right now.
Sorry.
But by the time, because we're recording before the Roma Juventus game.
Yeah.
So, obviously, things might change.
Wait, you actually think something different? Something other than Juve winning that game is going to happen?
Roma could win the game.
That would be nice to see.
Why are we looking down on Roma now? Roma have been good.
You know, the problem with all these other teams in Serie A is that they go on this run sometimes at some point in the season. If it's not Lazio, it's Napoli. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, Atalanta. Yeah, yeah, you feel like, oh, maybe this is the year. Then if we have now, I can't say, is it on 9 in a row?
I think it's more Napoli than anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then you couldn't blame Napoli at the same day it happened. Mm-hmm. Then you can't blame any of them anyway.
None of them have like enough
that quality to compete with Juve on a regular basis.
Mm. So you guys are saying no?
Definitely no. Strong, capital, hardcore, no.
So if it happens, like what happens?
If it happens,
yeah.
You always come and beat me.
No, I'm just saying that like...
What would you want?
Your reaction.
We'll clap for them now. We'll give them a juice. Then we know Juve is winning next season.
I'm actually not thinking of what happens if it happens. So
it just
till it happens.
It's really some things that it's very unlikely that Juve will just have some kind of second half season collapse, because they're still inside there. They're still there, and if they win today, they go back top.
Yeah.
So Lazio kind of had to keep. I don't see them keeping this form. That's the thing now, because
people have been saying that also.
Because you can say now that Juve are a little bit shaky now. When they start hitting that title winning form,
exactly the point I've been making.
Will Lazio be able to keep up as well?
Juve have not been anything close as good as
they need to be.
And they are still at the summit. Do you understand? Mm. So what happens when Cristiano Ronaldo is actually scoring as much as expect him to score?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could be blocked. I
mean, he started already. Hat-trick.
And you know that also, once Champions League starts again, they'll up their level around that time.
Exactly.
And then you start seeing some very, very nice, pragmatic wins in the league.
You say pragmatic. Okay. And what do you guys think about Ciro Immobile?
He's a good boy. He's doing well. Mm. You know, he's doing his assignment now. He's doing assessment. Everything. He's doing fine. I'm happy for him.
Francesc?
Yeah, what I'm most impressed about is his ability to turn up in the big games.
Mm.
For me, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But then there's certain players who can't exactly, how do I say, up their level to the occasion. But Ciro Immobile is someone who can do that very well. And
why do you think it didn't work for him? Like
at Dortmund.
Dortmund and Sevilla.
Italian player playing in.
He hasn't really done well outside.
You know what the pace of the German league is like. He couldn't handle it. Okay. Sevilla, well, they had their problems.
It was Unai. Just read.
You know they barely follow you. I don't understand why they bring your
Unai.
Why are you blaming that man? I'm a good man.
Inter won. Atalanta won. Yeah, let me come to franchise with this one. Does Conte, does he have a plan B?
You know, I would like to speak from his time as a Chelsea manager and. Mm. If I do see, at that point in time, I didn't see much of it.
Mm.
But the thing about plan B is, for me, I feel, to some extent, for managers, they're overrated. Most managers will stick to their plan A, except...
Okay, when I say in terms of plan B now, the game yesterday, they got an early lead.
Mm-hmm,
They were controlling the game for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, Atlanta started to hold the ball and everything.
Yeah.
I'm saying, couldn't he tweak something because the pressure was too much? I mean, they were even meant to lose the game. So
Real missed the penalty.
VAR helped them again because there was another penalty that Atlanta were meant to be given. They didn't get that. So I don't...
Maybe VAR didn't help them.
So we're talking of...
No, so VAR helped them.
We're
talking of in terms of him not having a plan B when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, or when he's backpedaling, e.g. the Barcelona game.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I think I've not seen much of that from him.
Mm.
Well, I think it could be something.
Why?
It could be something with Italian managers, because I remember Ancelotti had a problem like that. Mm. Allegri had something like that.
Yeah.
So I think it could be
Sarri.
I mean, it could be something with Italian managers. They're set in their ways like that.
What's this man's of? This man's the team.
Italian
coach.
Mancini.
Mancini. Yeah. Same thing. You see how it goes, man. Zlatan is back. If you're your friend.
Why are you saying, my friend?
Does this show how horrible Milan are? Like, they need a 38-year-old.
No, it's not really. It's good recruitment. Because at this point now, they've been buying rubbish. And they've bought well. Please congratulate them first. They've signed well.
And he has to score.
What makes you think Zlatan is going to end up towards that line?
If he scores 10 goals this season, that's not a success. I don't understand.
Well, he's actually a success.
38-year-old.
I mean, like, he's 3 goals away from their top goal scorer, Piontek.
Ultimately, I feel like what they've done now is very smart. They've made a signing that wouldn't necessarily be struggling to, you know, try and, like, earn a first team spot or anything. At no cost, free. He's not... You can allow me to talk. Yeah.
Sorry. Same minute.
He's not dragging first team share with Piatek. Piatek is the main man in the team.
Piatek hasn't started. Piatek is going on loan. Reportedly, Piatek is going on loan.
Waiting their call.
I'm telling you, like, he started the last game.
So, wait, is their plan now to make Zlatan their nine?
I mean, in this situation, in Milan's situation right considering now. What Piatek has been this season, what would you do?
What would you do?
I feel like the smarter option would be to just, you know, take some of the heat off of your young striker, bring in someone established that can get you goals when you need them. So then you slowly try and reintegrate Piatek back into the team and, you know, try and get him scoring again. Just get him scoring again.
How long can you afford paying his wages with no performance?
How much is he earning?
I don't know.
It's not that much now. Nah.
What do you
mean?
AC Milan.
Are they poor?
Yeah, poor. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, it's Silvio Berlusconi.
In the boardroom. They are poor.
I don't know, now that you say like getting a 38-year-old striker and then like, is he a long-term option? I mean, they want him for 2 seasons because you know how it is now.
That's what I'm saying, like,
they are fit until they are not, I know, when you get older it takes longer to heal.
What I'm trying to make now, like, he shouldn't be the main man, he should be like supporting cast.
Well, not for Piatek hasn't done anything this season.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
so you feel they should dip your hands for in the market?
I don't know. They're just...
You said they don't have money, so there's nothing. Why are they going to the market? To do what?
Explains it.
Well, we'll see how it goes for red side of
this. This is so sad.
The Spanish Super Copa.
They decided to jazz it up this year.
A team that did not win any Spanish Cup will win the Spanish Super Cup. It's very funny.
They're trying
to. What do you guys feel about them?
It's weird, and honestly, I don't like it. Even though it happens sometimes where, you know, you have someone won the league and Copa, and then you have to bring second from La Liga. That's even a bit more manageable. More, but what did Madrid come in the league?
Third.
And Atletico Madrid came what?
Second.
And got knocked out in the first stage of the first knockout round of the
first. No, Valencia won Copa del Rey.
Yeah, no, I know they did. No, Atletico. Valencia won. Mm. It was the Copa del Rey winners versus the league winners.
No, that's normal.
The current setup. Yeah,
no, top four. It's just top four.
No, it's not top four.
It's top four now.
Yeah, Valencia finished fourth.
Yeah, it just happens to be top four. I read up on the BBC and it's they're making it a knockout competition for the next 3 years. I think Saudi Arabia will be hosting, and it's a winner of Copa.
Winner of the league.
Second and third.
Okay. Why did you see like why they did it? Or
it's a money thing. They're making a lot of money from
it to expand La Liga.
Maybe also that as well, but I think mostly it's just money because I think Valencia is getting 2 million, and they have like low. I think Barcelona is getting like 11, Madrid getting another amount. It's odd, you know. Super Cup is just meant to be a one-off game, or highest home and away. I don't know how long. I think it's just a novelty thing, and just probably because of them sending it to the deal with the Saudi Arabians. And I think once the 3-year period is up, they'll probably revert back to how it was before.
Okay.
Because not many teams are also going to, because the traveling, everything, it's stressful.
Barcelona lost to Atletico.
Rubbish.
Obviously they've been saying Valverde out since, but the person they want to bring in, Frances. Are we sure he can do a job?
He's a star boy.
Well, it's DNA season.
Oh yeah,
So let's see. One thing is for sure, bringing Xavi in.
Oh wow, news just came in from Forbes that Xavi said no to the Barcelona head coach offer. So. Well, let's just put that into context as well.
At least for now, it could be for now. He's probably looking at summer. But then all around, I don't see it as a strong appointment. Maybe what they're trying to do is get the respect of the players, okay, you have someone who's a dressing room favorite or who was a dressing room favorite, club legend, that kind of thing. But tactically, I don't see how much he betters
the team.
Ultimately, exactly. If he gets there, Messi will just, you know, continue his coaching duties. So,
well,
there's that.
I said that for Luis Enrique and he won the treble. So, you never know with these teams.
Oh, why haven't they tried to get Luis Enrique back?
Really?
How did Luis Enrique finish at Barcelona, please?
And he didn't end well, but you know, bygones are bygones.
They're just gonna get Pep back now, if it's about that now.
So this manager will never come out of Barcelona, that's what you're telling me.
Managers going back to their former club, is it always a good story?
Like,
not always, but sometimes you can come back, you can come back and have success. King Kenny came back and won the Carling Cup. I mean, that wasn't bad.
Oh my god. I finished 10th. Was it 10th?
Yes, 10th.
But wait, in the context of how he came back. You know what? The problem with you guys is that you guys lack understanding. That's the problem. You don't look at situations and then you just analyze them. There's anyhow.
We're having
massive chest pain. And he alleviated that.
Let me just end it for you. See, he won the trophy there, but everything Klopp has done, he has outshone him already.
Yes, now, but
just
he was that. He was a temporary post. He was never.
Remove this guy.
It was never.
What do you mean temporary? What's temporary?
Someone that they call out of retirement, come and manage the club. Was he retired or not?
Why did he come for the job? What do you mean?
They asked him to come take over the club because the club was in trouble. And after that,
was in trouble.
What trouble? And he put them in more trouble.
He put them in more trouble now.
I mean, tell me something.
Yes, he signed Carroll.
What is that?
He signed Downing. That didn't give any start.
All I'm trying to say is that he came back and he did well. End of story.
Which well? What is well? Did he even do as good as Brenda?
Clearly, you guys are Liverpool fans are marking the script. Because you explained to me.
Please.
So why did you sack him? One question. Why did you sack him?
The Bundesliga will be back next week.
I don't like your tone. I don't like all of your tones.
Let's talk transfers quickly, man. Piatek to Chelsea.
Like I said, on a defense track, and I don't offer anything.
What year are we in?
He's been linked to Chelsea.
No, I mean, what year? Is this 2020 or 2019?
2020.
Okay, man, it's rubbish. I don't see it.
He's been linked to Spurs as well.
That can work, yes.
You people are mad.
I don't know. I mean, like, did they find goal?
But wait, obviously, Batshuayi and Giroud will leave. So, like, Tammy needs help now.
As in, you are getting help from a striker who needs help himself. That's now,
it's probably a new challenge. It probably is a new challenge
in the EPL for Chelsea.
Yes, no.
Wow.
Things could happen.
Let's move to the Fernandez.
Getson Fernandez to Spurs. That's he's probably going to
this was a West Ham.
As at now,
you know, so he's to most likely going to join Spurs.
I think you have to ask me right now.
When he's fit, we'll find out.
I think when he's fit, we'll find out.
It's a weird one. Very weird one.
But I mean, they need numbers there now. Sissoko is out for till March.
Sissoko is out.
They need numbers.
When you look at the price,
it's an 18-month loan for a player that is finding it hard to start at Benfica. It's not weird.
Well,
why English clubs are chasing this man?
English clubs have realized that whenever the fans are a little bit angst, you just go make a foreign signing with a very nice sounding name just to keep them calm. I think that's what they are doing with him.
Theory. Bruno Fernandes, Manchester United. United fans, they are off and on in this one. Even like Rio Ferdinand is waiting.
Yeah, but they are waiting. No, I know they need this guy. I don't
really,
know.
I've seen this guy play. He hasn't impressed me in any way.
The biggest question I'll have is, does Bruno Fernandes come in mean? Is that them basically training it all for Pogba?
They're tired now.
They need somebody. I think that's the main thing now.
You need to sort out the problem. I think that they're trying to solve it. Mm. They can worry about Pogba all those ones in the summer. But now let's just try and figure out what's going on. Right, Pogba could even still play later on in the season.
Let's
because
get
he's
somebody
that
wants to play football.
Yeah.
I think that's because to me,
Pogba, that's Bruno Fernandes, considering how much they're spending on him.
Man.
I mean, he won't be injured forever. If he's fit and he's training, I suppose he'll enter the, what's it called?
Who are you talking about? Pogba.
Pogba, yeah. Okay. So let's see how it goes. You know, you don't want to, some certain player situation you just can't evaluate during January. It has to be until summer.
Pepe Reina is back in Premier League. He's going on loan to Aston Villa.
Pepe, welcome, my G.
Hopefully, you'll help them stay up. yet. I feel like there are better keepers that they could get, but still. Okay, any other transfers? Any speculation that you guys heard?
Everything has been calm.
We're hearing of Moussa Dembélé to Chelsea
as well. Yeah,
that came out on Friday and it was like, man, I never even discussed this guy with my team. Like, where is this coming from? But for me, I think that's a decoy.
But they're chasing strikers now.
But Lampard specifically said he's looking to add goal scorers. Now, we don't know goal scorers. Maybe is it wide goal scorers or central?
True, because like, maybe he needs more goals from the wing.
Zaha?
And if I rely on Tammy Abraham, can't really be a good
player. Why did you keep quiet? Zaha not a good player.
Zaha has
moved. He lacks critical thinking when he reaches the
ball. Zaha lacks everything.
Do you understand? Everything. You just be out here throwing leg over for what? We need goals, sir.
Let's go. Let's go.
I didn't say anything like that, so may not find me for what I did.
It was really on a high.
Yeah, you know, we've got to keep together. We've got to stick together. We can't stop believing, because if you lose a game against a very, very good team, City are a very good team, and they played the top, you know, the best possible they could. They picked the best players in the Carabao Cup against us. That should tell us that we've come quite a long way. We played quite a young team ourselves. So you can't go really high when you do win. You can't really go underground if you don't.
Okay, it's time for Off the Pitch. I have some funny stories today, man. First of all, let me ask you guys, what position did Mourinho play?
Thank God I studied for this one. It's midfield now.
But isn't it weird? I saw Francesco's tweet. Isn't it weird that the English media, none of them knew the position Mourinho played?
Yes, actually, it is. And I think, I don't know.
Do you think Klopp purposely did it? I think he purposely did it.
I think he did, because he probably knew.
Yeah, probably knew.
It's
embarrassing. It's more weird.
I mean, not one press man in there. And it's their job.
It's their job.
This guy has been in England for close to 2 decades now.
Even when he wasn't in England.
He's managed like 4 clubs.
They were still following him because they love him so much.
And yeah, then you don't know as much, as little as the position he played.
He played when he was a footballer.
I mean, like, let's face it, some of them probably didn't even know he played football.
Yes.
It could be that bad.
Right. Sad though. Sad. At least we knew, Sha, which is good.
I knew now, yes.
Well, we're better than them.
We're better than them, yeah.
Honestly, no, the knowledge.
Next, Nigerian journalists didn't vote for Asisat Oshoala. This story is like, I don't know, it's one kind, twisted, 50-50.
Because they can vote for who they want to vote now. Yes. They're allowed.
I accept that. But, like, some people are saying, like, we're not supporting our own, or what's the word?
You know,
now?
That's the only comma or comma. Oh, it's comma.
Comma?
No, that's not what I said.
No, comma. Comma.
Just, you say, comma. You say the comma. Same thing, but you move the stress.
The first level of exactly, the first level of the stress, and you guys continue.
Comma.
Okay, so, comma.
Comma. Sorry, continue.
Okay, so, you can't, it's a subjective award, first of all, you know, it's based on people's opinions and how they feel like people played. You know, they're going to use their opinions to vote. So they can vote for whoever they want to vote for. And then you can also critique their voting choice. That's well within your rights. But then if you're going to criticize or critique or whatever, I'm not sure, the voting choice, don't come at it from the angle of we're not supporting our own, because that would be a very silly reason for you to vote for the person. Because I mean, that journalistic integrity should still be there. You should vote for who you feel is the best player that year. And the people that voted, they've given their reasons why they voted for those players, and they're well within their rights to do so. So I think it's just nice, healthy discourse between, you know, the our nominees for the voting for best player and the fans. That's what I think it is. But it's just that whole nepotism thing. It's just, let's not do that, please.
Even if the Nigerian,
when something is bad, let's say it's bad. But, don't just vote for your countryman just because they're in the running. Like, vote because you feel like they actually did well.
Okay. Do you think she deserves it, though?
Yes.
Franchise?
Well, of course, as far as she deserving it goes, I feel she deserves it. And for me, it's just embarrassing that we had, this is her fourth or fifth.
Fought.
And then she's already in the running for greatest female player ever from Africa.
Yeah.
And this is what is clouding it. Like, for me, I think it's quite sad. As a matter of fact, I think this should be a call out. Maybe we should focus more on female women's football. Because I feel if we focus more on women's football, there'll be less arguments. Mm-hmm. It's going to be less a case of, okay, did she actually deserve it?
Yeah.
I think at that time, there's going to be more uniform opinions across board. Maybe this just exposes the fact that we don't really follow female football in Africa. And I think this should be the call out.
I think in the world, though, generally.
Well, maybe you
like,
say that.
There was big controversy for Megan Rapinoe as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think this should be a big call out.
Okay. Next story. Ole's statement about how good Manchester United are. So after their 4-0 win against Norwich, he came out to say, City putting out a strong team in the Carabao Cup against them shows that they respect them. How do you guys feel about the statement?
Well, everybody respects Manchester United, but I don't think it's always Manchester. I mean, like, as bad as what club, as bad as Chelsea is, you still consider playing Chelsea a big game. I mean, like, no, this is no shade, but this is what it is. As bad as Arsenal have been over time, you still consider Arsenal a big game. So yeah, he might be right, but I don't think.
Why did he say that though? Is he talking like Manchester United were bad, and then when now that I'm here, we're better? Is that what he's trying to prove?
That's anybody's guess.
Because any Manchester United, if Manchester United are 20th now, and City are playing them tomorrow, City will put out their strongest team, no matter what.
So especially after
what was he trying to gain? Yeah, what was he trying to gain with that statement?
Well,
his job is on the line. Anything that he's saying right now, don't just look at it with your full mind. Just leave it.
I mean, let's look at it realistically.
He's disturbed.
What was he supposed to say?
His head is hot. Huh?
What was he supposed to say? What else was he supposed to say? Like, there's not much for him to say now.
You should just say, oh, we beat Norwich. Yeah, good. We're improving. Something. Don't say City.
Focus on your team and try and pick out the positives. I think right that's what Paps is saying.
What he's saying right now is, if City were playing, no disrespect, Bournemouth, Aston Villa, somebody, that City will have put out maybe a lesser team.
In a cup game, you can expect that to happen. But whatever happens, he has to come to the fort again next week. They play the second leg, right?
In 3 weeks. I think in 2 weeks.
We'll see
how respected they are after that game.
How much you're doing to
Malaga coach Victor Sanchez has been sacked because of a video that came out that was very, very...
Honestly, I think Malaga has set a very, very, very bad precedent.
Why did you say
that? Because, first of all, the video in question was dropped after he had already been questioned, sent messages from whoever leaked it, blackmailing him, asking for money and other things.
Okay.
So, and that was a video recorded in private. It was never meant to be seen by the world, you know. And now somebody has leaked this to try and damage or hurt his chances at the job. So why would you not give that attacker that satisfaction? And then, is it attacker or I don't know, the criminal, the blackmailer that satisfaction, and then you now go on and you sack him? I think it's because basically what just happened to the manager right now is a case of sexual harassment, honestly, if you think about it. And I think more organizations need to stand up and protect their employees when this kind of incidents happen. That's all I feel.
Franchise?
Yeah, I think I'll just echo exactly
everything
what you said. Yeah, exactly. It's sad to see, and it doesn't help us anyway. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help us talking about it even.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap up the show now, man. Go for a breakfast. Okay, we're wrapping up the show now. FPL picks didn't come out this week. It came late from the person that was meant to write it. So, like, the people that are meant to publish it couldn't publish.
What do you mean, the people? Why is small run organization? You're trying to tell me that I know someone I pick some time. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Let's end the speculation. We're talking about you.
Yes. Can I just imagine? I sent you pics. You know, post them.
No, it's not me. My people. Don't.
You know,
don't do that.
I don't run
anything there.
No, I don't.
Perry promised to send in something next week for Bash the Bookies. Yeah.
We need odds. We need odds.
Okay, that's good. Anything anybody wants to
Franchise,
say?
Franchise, don't say anything.
Like, you can put out your handle, you know, maybe follow you, you know.
Yeah, basically, I hope to be doing this more frequently. And we're looking to grow this, so just help us support our podcast, retweets, sharing, sharing, whatever. Just try and do as much as you can for us.
Oh,
he
said,
he promised not to disappoint you.
I don't have his money.
He promised not to disappoint you. Keep bringing out premium content.
Premium.
And if there's any feedback, if there's anything you think we can improve on, let us know.
My mentioned
The Alchemist, 3 underscores in front. Fanboy forever.
Hey.
Papi.
Like, he's doing EPS job.
It's fine. He's not a guest anymore. He's not a guest.
It's one of us.
He's one of us.
Who is giving him? Because it's not me. I'm not. Okay. Anyhow. So thank you for listening, guys.
Franchise, come and say bye bye now.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next game week or whenever. As much as time permits.
Hopefully he comes.
As much as time permits us.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's THE Footy on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.